From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Washington sent a strong message as President Obama hit Russia with new sanctions over its computer hacking and interference in the November presidential election. 35 Russian government officials in Washington and in the consulate in San Francisco are being expelled, and two properties run by the Russians are being closed. Obama called his actions necessary and appropriate. Christopher Swift is former Treasury Department sanctions enforcement officer.
All of us here in Washington were expecting an incremental increase in the existing sanctions on Russia, which are designed to align with the British and EU sanctions. But we have on top of that this expulsion of 35 diplomats, the closure of two compounds run by the Russian Foreign Ministry here in the United States, and some very, very tough language. It's a rather remarkable development.
For his part, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has reacted, saying he will not expel American diplomats. Rather, he will wait until President-elect Donald Trump takes office before taking action. A nationwide ceasefire appeared to be largely holding on Friday across most of Syria. However, there are some clashes that underscore just how tenuous the peace is. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Syrian government warplanes carried out at least 16 airstrikes against rebels in northern Hama province on Friday. It was unclear who started the clashes. Much still remains unclear about the nationwide ceasefire that Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Thursday, but Turkey's participation gives the ceasefire added significance, say Western diplomats who've been sidelined in the deal. Ankara can do much to strangle the rebel militias that break the ceasefire, having the ability to block arms and resupplies that cross its border. This is VOA. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti, was killed by coalition airstrikes earlier this week. Al-Kuwaiti was previously a member of IS's war committee. Iraqis in Mosul faced car bombs and airstrikes on Friday on the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following 2 weeks of relative calm. Multiple car bomb explosions have been reported in parts of the city, but no official figure on casualties has yet been made available. An officer in the Federal Police Force told Reuters news agency that Iraqi forces have also disabled several bombs. The leader of Boko Haram has appeared in a new video. Abu Bakr Sheku denies Nigerian government claims that his group has been chased out of its Sambisa Forest stronghold. Sheku also vowed to fight until an Islamic State is imposed in northern Nigeria. Boko Haram has stepped up its attacks recently after a months-long pause in their seven-year uprising that has killed more than 20,000 people. New York City officials say security for Saturday's New Year's Eve celebration will feature so-called blocker trucks to close off vehicular traffic to Times Square, where more than 2 million people are expected to attend the festivities. 7,000 police officers are on hand as well. James O'Neill is New York City's police commissioner.
We're going to have one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world, given all the assets that we deploy here. And all of this will ensure that New York City has yet another safe and enjoyable New Year's Eve celebration, as we do every year.
He said later that officers continue to assess any threats and have no specific concern about terrorism in Times Square on Saturday night. Brazilian police say they've discovered a charred vehicle containing a body they believe may be the Greek ambassador who went missing 3 days ago. The Globo television channel showed images Thursday of a burned-out car in a poor and violent neighborhood of Rio de Janeiro, where the Greek ambassador had been reported to be visiting friends. At least 6 people were killed and 7 others injured when militants attacked a town in Somalia, southwest of Mogadishu. The radical Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Global stocks mostly rose on the year's last day of trading, with Britain's FTSE index rallying in the very last minutes of Friday to record a record high of 7,142.83. The euro jumped higher against the dollar, with thin trading volumes likely exacerbating volatility. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.